Not aliens, aliens, alien,
movies
alien.
Movies with aliens in them.
Yes.
Okay, and that's Alien. It has aliens in that movie, but that one.
You can't count those.
Ah, okay. Mars Attack.
Cocoon. Batteries not included.
Technically, those weren't aliens. Those were just robots.
But they were from space.
Yeah. Okay, well, Mars Attack.
Encounters of us.
Lego. Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The scene, it's something mean, supposed to be weekly. But I showed up, it's awesome, and I done it, be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the part to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been killed a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy Whore.
Welcome. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Trophy Horrors. This is episode 118. I am back to fill the hosting shoes after that disaster of a show last week. Speaking of the disaster, also with me is Donnie.
I'm to blame for everything anyway, and yes, they're shooting out there, so calm down, folks.
What is going on at your house, Donnie?
I just told you, they shoot.
How they do it in the hood?
Well, then shoot back.
No.
I don't represent.
No, I duck back.
With us is I Yield to No One.
Hey, I'm back this week. I bring the awesome, so you're good. The show will be fine this week.
And
it was a great show last week.
Coming back to take another victim, NM Rain.
Oh, shit.
What up, y'all?
How you been, Rain? Yeah, I heard from you again in a while.
It's been a hot minute. Chilling, man. Lots of happened. I got one of my degrees. I got married. Done gone to Vegas twice this year already. It's been a hell of a year.
Hey, Ray,
did you win a lot of money?
No, I didn't gamble.
Oh.
I'm not a gambler, man.
Married?
Done got married. Got hitched.
Hey, Ray.
What did you? I thought you went to school to be smarter.
Oh, snap.
Hey, well, you know, something happened along the way.
Okay, I'm trying to tell a joke here. Shut up. Hey, Ray, you know the three rings of a wedding is?
Just show up. No.
The engagement ring, the wedding ring,
yeah.
Suffering.
Snap. No, it's good times.
That's because you knew.
Hey, you guys seen was it Guy Code, right? On MTV2, where they talk about a howdy.
Yes.
You know, you got the guy who's like, he's with the chick and is like, howdy. Well, that's my situation. I put a ring on this girl because I wasn't going to let her go because I'm a howdy. Like, howdy. Best believe.
And we have another special guest. You've heard him on our Let's Play videos when he does speak. Deadly Geyser.
What's
up? That's all he said on the Let's Play video too.
And that's all he said on the PG spoilers also.
Silent but Deadly Geyser.
Oh, we got a new name for you.
All right, let's start the show as we always do and give you our updated trophy count. I am level 23, total trophies of 4707, and a plaque count of 33. What about you, Donnie? What about you, Yield?
Level 17, trophy count of 2499, and a plaque count of 27.
Rain, what about you?
I am a lowly, lowly level 15. I have 1,825 trophies with 16 platinums.
All right. If we thought our trophy counts were good, wait until the next person. Deadly?
Level 28, trophy count 6,096,
plats
96.
Oh, my goodness. I smell a trophy chump.
He's on fire.
I am surprised, Donnie and Yield, neither one of you guys recognize I got a new platinum.
No, I did. I recognized it the other day.
I'm surprised you didn't recognize I didn't care.
Well, I figured you had to do something considering I've gotten like two in a week.
Did you get two in a week?
Yeah, I got two last week.
Well, you know that new Despicable Me game just hit, so we knew you had to get a platinum.
It wasn't Despicable Me. It was Brave.
It was Despicable Me 2.
It was Brave. It was Brave. I got to tell you one thing about Brave. Okay. That game, yeah, it's a kid's game, but that game ain't no easy platinum.
I think I've heard you say that same thing about 50 different games.
And they always rated E and
like every time he gets a kid's game trophy platinum, he's like, you know, that's a kid's game, but that ain't no Punk Platinum.
I gotta tell you, no, it's a Punk Platinum. Don't get me wrong. The only reason I was playing the game is because of my daughter. But once I got, started getting the trophies, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go after the platinum. That final boss fight, playing on Brave Mode, that took me a good month to beat.
Brave Mode.
It took me a good month to beat it. I ain't going to lie.
Well, since we skipped over mine, Maya's level 23, trophy count 4549, plat 59, added me another plat also.
So, Donnie, what plat did you get?
Chicken nuggets.
Last of Us.
Really?
Yeah, that is that's somewhat of a time-consuming plat.
That's why I haven't tried the multiplayer yet. So.
And that's why it's time-consuming.
You're trying to get 40 people on your group. Nope. Is that the hardest one?
That's easy.
No, you got to complete the story for both the Hunter and the Firefly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's like 86 matches if you don't lose everybody.
Yep. And if you lose everybody,
you start over.
Start all over. So if you want the 81st match and everybody in the clan die,
you gotta start over.
Somebody in your house down with them.
That's some shit right there.
All right, let's get into what we're playing. Deadly, since we're gonna get you talking, what have you been playing?
Currently playing Ratchet and Clank Collection.
I just picked that up too.
Anything else, Deadly?
No, just sticking to this right now.
That's good.
All right, Rain, what have you been playing?
Well, that'll get him the 99 Platinums.
I'm working on my platinum on Uncharted Golden Abyss on the Vita, and also playing through The Last of Us right now. I haven't quite finished my first playthrough, so ain't nobody throwing any spoilers my way today.
Well, then don't go listen to the last episode of PG Spoilers.
Yeah, I don't plan on doing that.
When you do it, it is a good one.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, I'm about 58%.
Where are you at?
Just outside of the sewers. Going into the suburbs, I guess.
Oh, you think you have 58%?
That's what my save game says. My save game says.
Yeah, if he's through Pittsburgh, then he's about half through the game.
He just met up with Sam and Henry.
Well, I've been with them for a while. Like,
yeah, you've been with them.
I fell off the bridge, came across. I don't want to be spoiling this shit, but yeah, I just out of the sewers.
All right, we know.
Wait a minute, you fall off a bridge?
Oh shit! Maybe.
All right,
maybe.
Yield, what have you been playing?
Let's see here. Since I last recorded, I've been playing Double Dragon, Neon, Mega Man 9, Air Conflict, Secret Wars, Red Dead Redemption multiplayer, Last of Us, Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. That's about it that I can think of.
All right, Donnie.
Oh, and Rocket Birds Hard Boiled Edition and Walking Dead.
Or
because those were my two platinums that I got.
All right, Donnie.
I just finished The Last of Us with a plat for that not too long ago, so I thought I'd give Walking Dead 400 Days a try, and
spoilers.
No spoilers. I can't even spoil it because I'm upset, but not really, because I couldn't even play the game. Because when I start up the game 400 days, it kept asking me, do I want to just make up a story for all the other episodes? And I'm like, I finished all the other episodes. So why is it making up a story?
Did you delete your save?
But did you lose your save file when you got a new system?
I found that out later. Yeah, my save files are not there anymore. But anyway, they let me play them anyway. But I make it to I played two characters, which I didn't finish either one of them, but the story, if you started it, the story back and forth, I did two characters and I died and it would not let me start over at all. Like, it was a black screen. So I'm like, man, this is some bull crap. But it's not auto saving like it's supposed to. So I'm like, what is going on? So basically, I started all over. Now I'm on episode 4 now and just playing it all the way through again. Which I say, I'm upset, but
are you making the same decisions again?
Well, no, since I already did it, change up some things.
I have to say that if they make some kind of a really good deal when they bring this over to the Vita, that I might play it again, because since your decisions carry over, I thought about playing it. I was going to play it again to make different decisions just for the heck of it. Since your decisions carry over to 400 days in Season 2, I might pick this up on the Vita, so that way I can play it totally different.
I'm thinking about picking up on the Vita myself, just so I have something to play on my Vita.
All right, just so you could trophy chump some more.
No, how am I trophy chump?
No, he's got a point, man. They've like all but abandoned the Vita. It's all you can play your PS4 games on it, and don't get me started on that.
Yeah, ever since they announced that, they really haven't announced shit coming out for the Vita.
No, I'm just saying.
There is one game that's interesting. They got that Batman Blackgate that looks a little interesting.
Yeah, but that's not until October. That's fucking 4 months, 3 months from now.
Wow, that's something.
Killzone Mercenaries come out.
Say what?
When does Killzone Mercenaries come out?
In October.
Oh. It's better than nothing.
Maybe it's September. I don't know.
That's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, but I don't play first person.
Ah, you need to just drop
you
that
need to,
shit.
You need to expand your horizons.
Right?
Listen, it's not that I don't want to play first person. I can't play first person.
He has a disability.
It really.
He's like my wife.
It really annoys me that I can't see my character. So when I'm in a gunfight and I'm running left or right to try to dodge and I run off a fucking cliff, that pisses me the fuck off.
Then what? So you have no peripheral vision like in real life?
You can't see your body
when you're running in real life.
Listen, in real life, I can still shoot straight while I look left.
This takes me back to right now, me and my wife, and this I should have added this in the things I'm playing, but me and my wife are working through Far Cry 3, the co-op missions, and she's not a gamer. She's never been a gamer, but she's going to suck it up, and she's going to help me with these co-op missions. So, you know, like, she's running through, and she's at a point where, like, I don't know if you can ever go back, you know, far enough to remember when the first time you ever played a twin stick first person shooter is, you know, how you've got, or any shooter for that matter, because they all have the same idea where one stick looks, you know, you can look up, down, left, right, and the other one walks, you know? And so, you know, you learn how to strafe, and like you, I, and all of us here probably have the skills to, you know, walk 360 degrees around something, keep your crosshairs trained on it. But of course, she hasn't developed this skill yet. So she has to walk and then look and then walk again and then look. And it's really funny to watch it because she's not developed this skill. And it's really bad when the Titans or whatever, the Juggernauts show up, you know, the big guys, and she starts panicking. And so she's looking up at the sky, just spinning 360 degrees. I'm like, run, run, run. And she's just spinning around.
Yeah. It's funny because Tricky's Goddess is going through The Last of Us. I actually got her to start playing the game. And for like 3 days, 4 days, she was stuck. Now, everybody here is made to this point, so it's not a spoiler. You remember the scene when you come out of the sewers with Tess and you run into the soldiers and you got the sniper on the roof and you got to duck behind the cars and the buildings and whatnot before you run into the sewer? She's on that part and she's sitting there telling me, she goes, I can't pass this. The sniper keeps getting me. And I'm like, well, first, sneak over to the building, take a break, throw it to the left, and then just run it whole ass. It took her 3 days to beat that part. Then she finally goes, I can't do it no more. Do it for me. I load up the game, run through it. 10 seconds later, I'm through it, and I hand it back to the controller and say, all right, done. She looks at me and goes, fuck you. But and the worst part is she's playing on easy. So it takes an incredible amount of bullets to kill you. I'm just thinking, how is she not doing this? But, she's in the background right now. She's saying, don't start with me.
Please don't. Please.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm saying Tricky on first-person shooters is a lot like my wife just trying to learn how to play video games for the first time.
Well, see, I've gotten a platinum in Portal 2, so I mean, I can play first-person shooters.
But see, if you play Portal, why don't you play, like, Borderlands?
Because, well, no, I've gotten the platinum Borderlands too.
Okay.
But the thing is like, the difference between Borderlands and Portal. Portal, you're not, like, yeah, you have to do things on certain timing, but you can really take your time and figure it out. There's not really anybody shooting at you.
Well, that's true.
And with Borderlands, once, you know, if somebody didn't give me a overpowered weapon and an infinity shield, I never would have made it through that game.
All right, let's move on, because we got to talk about in two questions that's going to bring up some stuff.
All right, and Yield, I'm sorry, Rain, have you been playing anything else?
Yeah, no, that was it. Far Cry, Last of Us, Uncharted Golden Abyss on the Vita, Velocity Ultra on the Vita, too. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, Tricky's got to say hi. Everybody wants to say hi.
Hi, everyone.
All right, go away now. And I've been playing, of course, I got the Platinum Brave, The Last of Us, Treasures of Montezuma Blitz, and I'm ashamed to say, I bought this game for Tricky's Goddess because she likes the movies. I played it for about 10 minutes, and then I had to turn it off. And that's Fast and Furious Showdown.
Ooh. Duh.
That game
I take it it's bad.
Horrible is not even a good word for it.
So like basically, you're still going to grind through it to get all the trophies.
No, I already brought it back to GameStop.
I thought, so you bought the disc version. You didn't buy it off the PSN.
Right. We were in the store, and I got the disc version. And she hadn't even played it yet. I said, let me give this a shot. I played it for about 10 minutes. I texted her. I said, this game is horrible. I'm bringing it back to GameStop. She's like, but you bought it for me. I'm like, I can't even let you go through that horrible pain. All right, let's get into our topics. First thing we're going to talk about, and Deadly, Start Stalking, is we finally have a release for DuckTales Remastered. Incredibly, this game is going to come out at the price point of $15. And it's going to be coming out Tuesday, August 13th on the PS3, the Wii U, and the PC. The Xbox version will be coming out September 11th. And there will also be a retail version of the game released for the PlayStation 3. And it will cost $20.
What? Oh, what the heck?
But it will come with some extra thing that hasn't been announced yet.
I repeat, what the heck?
Did you guys ever play DuckTales back in the day?
I did.
Yes.
Nope. Is this the one where like you go to like all the different locations and like say you're in a cavern and you're like this spelunking and stuff?
This is the old NES version.
Yeah, I've played it.
Just on an HD graphics.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, yeah, I remember playing it back in the day.
Yep, I remember playing it.
Yeah, I played it, but I just wanted to
like get five
my hands on the controller. Yeah, I just wanted to get my hands on a piece of controller and pushing buttons at the time.
When it drops in price, I'll buy it, but I'm not buying it for $15.
It's
$15.
Nah, it ain't worth $15. It looks great.
It ain't worth $5.
It does look great. The graphics do look great, but come on, man. $20. Ain't tripping.
Hey, $20 to make you holler.
It did make me holler just now.
I bet the original probably costed like $80, real money, though. So, like, it's actually probably discounted now compared to what it was back in the day, if you adjust for inflation and whatnot.
All right. Next thing we have is Insomniac Games has announced that a new Ratchet & Clank game will be coming later this fall, and they are going back to their roots with Ratchet & Clank Into the Nexus.
Oh, yeah.
As I said, it's going back to the traditional game. A lot of people were hammering for a game ever since 2009 to Crack in Time. Since then, they have released other games, including All for One and Full Frontal Assault. A lot of people were hoping to go back to their roots, and apparently they are. And the original voice actors are coming back as well.
That, though, that's off the chain. I am glad.
I played All for One. I really enjoyed it. So that made me go buy the collection edition. So, and I even like the price point.
I think it's what, $30?
I think that's what's releasing it.
Yeah.
$30, yeah. Which, I the last couple of games came out fairly cheap Ratchet and Clank games. They didn't come out with the traditional $60. So maybe Insomniac, they're seeing that the price point is good. I don't know. What do you think, Deadly?
I know nothing about art, Ratchet and Clank, except for the one I got for free from Plus was All for One. I did not like that one. Not one bit.
But I platinumed it. Same boat as me.
All right. The next story we have. I'm trying not to laugh here. God of War Ascension is coming out with a new multiplayer mode.
So,
because the old one didn't work or what?
Well, no, it's everybody that's been playing the game. It's the new multiplayer mode is going to be called Bout of Honor, and it's going to be included in update 1.09, which is now live. Bout of Honor is a one-on-one mode that pits two online players against each other in the best of seven battle to the death. Interestingly, Bout of Honor matches have absolutely no help items available for use. so don't go looking for fountains, random weapons, or chests. Magic is scarce, and relics are disabled in this mode as well.
So it's like a Mortal Kombat.
I was about to say, could this be considered multiplayer?
But why do you need a best of seven?
I don't know why it's the best of seven.
I mean, if there's no health, there's no extra gimmicks, it should just be a one-off match.
Or at least, you know, best of three. Like, I don't know about best of seven.
Best of seven, really?
These are gladiators, warriors, Spartan-type people. It should be nothing after the first battle because one is dead.
Cut off your leg!
Well, yeah, but it's like, I mean, traditional fighting games, you know, you have three rounds, best of three rounds.
Yeah, but it's not that a traditional fighting game. Well, why do they
set up?
Why do they turn it into this one-on-one? Like, it's not first of all, it's not multiplayer no more. It's an online play. Just online play now.
Like versus.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Also coming with the update is going to be four maps for the new Bouts of Honor and one new map for the traditional multiplayer of the game.
I can hardly contain myself.
Now, moving on to our next story. Ubisoft CEO. Ubisoft CEO believes that there will be another generation of consoles after the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Wii U, as manufacturers will want to retain platform control.
No, I'm cutting you off right now. I'm going to just say, duh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Why the fuck would there be?
Why would there be
like two or three more generations of consoles?
Well, there has been stories that stating that with the way the technology is going, that possibly, now I don't know, you know, how real this is, but possibly you could go out and buy a Sony TV and it would already have PlayStation specs inside of it, so you don't actually need a console, and you could buy all of your games digitally.
No. First of all, with the way technology
going... Sony needs to do that.
No, but it's still going to be a console because you're not going to have the same graphics or the same power that your console will have.
Why not? If it's in the TV, the console was built into the TV.
But no, it's not going to work. I mean, first of all, the way technology is going.
They said DVD player. They said Blu-ray wouldn't work, and look who won.
The way technology is going now. We're going to have new consoles into the end of the planet.
The only way I could see that working is if it was straight up streamed like Gaikai. I could see that working. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, you'd have to keep upgrading the hardware inside. And everybody would have different TVs. If somebody went out and bought a brand new TV with the newest specs, they'd have an edge. I don't see that being the case.
And then
what if Sony comes? I mean, Sony released the 3D display. What if somehow they actually were able to put PS3 graphics into it and say, hey, you want a good 3D TV and a PlayStation 3? Go buy this TV.
Oh, yeah. I can see them do that with a PlayStation 3, but I still think that there will be consoles. I don't think they'll get rid of consoles.
And no, they're not. They're not. First of all, they're losing sales on... It's only too money-hungry to get rid of consoles. Because they want the sales on the TV, and they want the sales for the consoles, so it's not going to happen.
But if they can save money by packaging it all in one...
They don't care about saving money. They just care about making it.
Well, by saving money...
Spend money to make money.
If they don't have to spend... I mean,
more money, more problems.
They're already talking with the PlayStation 4. They're going to be selling the consoles at a loss. So if they can save the money by not actually having to... produce PlayStation 4s and actually put that technology into the back end of the TV and have it run, they're saving money, plus they're coming out with a great marketing strategy saying, listen, here's our PlayStation system, and you get a great TV with it.
Nope. And then you're going to get...
It's upgradable.
They're going to come out with TVs that's like 20 inches. I'm like, nobody want a freaking 20-inch TV. It's only going to be for the 20-inch TVs. And then they're going to come to realize, hey, wait a minute. People mad at us for making 20-inch consoles. So let's just come out with a 50-inch console now. I didn't think about it before. Like, no, it's going to... And then digital, downloaded titles, they still have problems with that, which I still don't agree with. Because you got day one titles that come out digital, and you got problems where I can't play the game, or dang, my game won't let me load it up because I got it digital, whatever y'all did for the downloadable game. I'm like, no, give me the hardware because I want the hard disk. also.
Okay, and, would you guys agree that when the PlayStation 5 or the next Xbox comes out, do you agree by that time we're probably going to be on a whole digital platform?
They're going to try and push for it, for sure.
They're trying to push for it now, but I still don't see... I still don't agree with what they're trying to do with the digital.
Well, I don't agree with it either. I'd rather have... The only digital stuff that I get besides PSN games is the free stuff that I get from Plus. Otherwise, I'd rather have the hard copy.
Because you know what? I got another thing. People want to be crying about memory because digital takes up so much memory because you got the installing memory and you got the save memory for that particular game.
But that's why you get a 500 gig hard drive with the PS4.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to have to dish out so much memory.
Upgrade to a terabyte.
Well, another thing you got to think about, though, is right now I'm set on TVs. I got a 55-inch TV in the living room. I got a 46-inch TV in the bedroom. I ain't looking to buy another TV just so I can have it a console. You know what I mean? And how long are these TVs going to last me? You know, 10, 15 years? I don't know how long a fucking TV lasts nowadays. But, you know, like... I'm not looking to buy another goddamn TV anytime soon. And you know how shit it is when your console craps out. Imagine your whole fucking TV going out. And you got to go out and buy a new TV so your console can work again.
That would be my luck. Since I'm on my third PS3, I'd buy one of those bundles and something would die and I have to buy
one. And how much is a 55-inch PlayStation 5 TV going to cost?
To repair.
$2,500?
And then on top of that, if you open up the TV, you void your warranty. So what the heck, man?
Nobody does that.
No. Nobody does it. How many?
Imagine when your fans start going nuts on your 55-inch PlayStation TV, man. You just fucking pull your wall out and shit.
Oh, exactly. When I'm trying to watch regular
TV. Feels like an aircraft taking off in your living room. The noise.
I'm trying to watch regular TV. I got to hear that also.
Nah. Honey, why is the wall shaking? My fan kicked on my PlayStation.
All right. Well, we're all saying this about Sony, but we also got to think of the other side. What would Microsoft do to... get rid of their console.
Like my fucking 55-inch TV just red ringed on my ass?
Microsoft doesn't sell TVs, so what would how would they go about it?
They'd have to find a partnership. Like they'd have to find a company like Samsung or something like that to produce TVs for them.
No, you can't buy a pre-owned TV.
A pre-owned TV.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, this wouldn't work. There's no way this would work.
Your TV would have to be on 24/7.
With the Kinect eye built into the TV, always watching.
55-inch TV is watching you jack off.
You'll be.
Your TV's like, I gotta put this on YouTube.
Yeah. You'd be a little bit more cautious while you're whacking off the pornos.
Yeah, no, that isn't working at all. We've just completely nixed this whole idea. It just ain't going down.
Keep track of what you watch.
That's funny.
That's the thing that gets me. When people are talking about the new Kinect, they're like, oh, well, just don't be doing stuff in front of your TV that you don't want somebody to see. I'm like, it's my fucking house. If I want to jack off on the couch, I'm going to jack off on the fucking couch.
I've seen a lot of people talking about the new Xbox. You know, they're saying the Kinect always has to be on. They said, well, all they're going to do is stick the Kinect facing towards the wall, and because it's only waiting for you to say Xbox One. So if you're not playing a game that needs Kinect, you don't need the camera, so they're just going to face the camera towards the wall.
But still, even with you saying that, I was about to say, still, even with that theory or that method, I still would want to not get up and go turn my camera when I could just stand in front of it and do what I can do in front of it. Right. Anywhere it goes, I still have to go towards the TV and touch it.
which basically defeats the purpose, because if I'm going to walk over there to turn my camera around, I might as well just press the button while I'm over there to turn my console on.
Go up to the camera and face-to-face and say, turn on.
And not like, you turn me on.
All right, Dottie, why don't you lead us into the next topic, since I did not watch this video, so I'm going to let you go off on telling us about it.
Hey, this better not be spoilers, because I'm pretty much media blackout on this.
Because I didn't watch this either. I wanted to. Yeah, I didn't
know.
Let's just talk about the new trailer that came out for it, the new gameplay trailer.
I thought that's what we were talking about.
No, this is the custom car and gun details in Grand Theft Auto 5. They're talking about all the deep car and weapon customization.
I tweeted about this. Well, I didn't tweet. I didn't see this, but I saw it in the gameplay trailer. They're talking about all the car customization. I was thinking, damn, Grand Theft Auto's got more car customization than Gran Turismo does.
or Need for Speed.
And I was just – only thing I just wanted to say that I know I talked about Grand Theft, and I still somewhat skeptical about it, but – that last trailer they came out with somewhat intrigued me not to put my money into it, but the most definitely.
Donnie, just go buy it.
Nah.
That shit looks tight.
It's Grand Theft Auto. Buy it.
No, which
I bought it. I don't know why you hate 4 so much.
Because it took away everything.
You can't took away all the fun. It took away all the fun.
You play 4, that's completely different.
But it that was because they went with a serious storyline. They took all the fun out and went with a serious storyline.
See, that's just the same thing they try to. That's like taking Metal Gear Solid and saying Metal Gear Rising.
But I think they've listened to what I think the fans have had to say, and they've seen what Saints Row has done, and they've kind of like, okay, you know what? We can still do a serious story. And still cram in the fun. I mean, I said that when they announced that they were going to make Grand Theft Auto 5. If they can meld the two together, they'll be fine.
Yeah. You know, all I was asking for is to bring back everything they took away, which was San Andreas. I ain't saying you got to add a black guy, but I want the San Andreas mechanics. Everything y'all had, San Andreas was everything, pretty much anything you could think of in a world, you can do.
That's what this one looks like, though. Like, for real.
That's what I'm saying. Pretty much you can think of anything you could think of in the real world was San Andreas. And then 4 came out, it was just a game with missions that you can drive a car in.
This shit got you riding fucking bicycles and just all kinds of crazy random shit.
Playing a stock market.
There's so much shit to do in this game. I can't imagine what the fucking trophy list is going to look like. For real.
That trophy list is going to be terrifying.
It's going to be a bitch to platinum.
It's terrifying.
I'm sure I won't platinum it because they'll add a ton of multiplayer. Because
there's so much shit you could do on this. Like, no. Oh, did you see that multiplayer piece at the end?
Yes.
Fucking no, I haven't watched the trailer. All kinds of shit going down.
I'm going media blackout.
Oh, man. You got to watch the gameplay trailer. It's tight. It is tight.
It did intrigue me enough to, like, get my hands on it now.
All right.
I've had this game paid for since, like, the end of last year.
All right, Rain, you were just talking about the trailer. Somebody else that we all know and love also saw the trailer and has made him depressed. Hideo Kojima, as we all know, is the creator of the Metal Gear Solid series, has sent out a tweet saying, GTA 5 new trailer was awesome. This free control is future of game way higher than anywhere and makes me depressed as a matter of fact. I don't think R5 can reach that level. Rockstar's team are the best. Without question, they will pull up the possibility of game.
Okay, I want to go first. Okay, you're depressed about this, but you're not depressed about Rising?
Oh, come on. Donnie, get off the ride. Okay?
Hideo, you my mans and all, man, but come on.
He's talking about, if you remember a couple years ago, both Metal Gear Solid 4 and Grand Theft Auto 4 came out in the same year. And when it came to the VGAs, now...
Those are the first two games I got for the PS3.
Now, take the VGAs how you want to take them, but that year, Grand Theft Auto 4 won Game of the Year over Metal Gear Solid 4. And now, this time, Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out. We don't have a release date on Metal Gear Solid 5, but, I mean, Hideo Kojima has got to say, you know, the game looks fantastic. I mean, Grand Theft Auto 5.
For a Grand Theft game, yeah.
It looks fantastic. I mean, there's no denying that. But for somebody who is known for the visuals, known for the story, to come out and say that what he's seen in the trailer already makes him depressed, I mean, this has got to speak volumes to the way the industry's going.
Well, if you look at some of the comments now and later, well, somebody made a comment about how this is what happens when a studio takes the time to make a game. You know, they don't come out every year and go, here's Grand Theft Auto 5, here's 6, here's 7, here's 8 in a 4-year period. You know, they made 4.
Like a Call of Duty or an Assassin's Creed.
They took a couple years, they made Red Dead. They've taken a couple, 2 or 3 years. Now they're coming out with 5. They're taking the time to make games, to polish, to take the system that they and get everything they can out of it.
Okay.
That, well, you still got the same thing going on with the new Metal Gear Solid, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's good. That's a great that was a great statement that person made, but I hope that wasn't that directed towards
that person. You can't even say who you are.
No.
No, it wasn't me.
No, he's quoting somebody on the article.
It was made in the comments of that article about three or four times.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I'm going to say, that's a great – that's he's right. That is dead on for the games, but I hope he wasn't directing that towards Hideo.
No, he's directed like Ring said, he was directing it at, like, Ubisoft.
Activision.
Although I will say for Assassin's Creed, that black flag does look damn good.
Yeah. Well, see, and I mean, this new Metal Gear Solid looks tight as shit. And the thing is, and the way I interpret his being depressed is, now they're both kind of in the same kind of ballpark with open world and everything like that. But, I mean, when you come down to it, you know, Rockstar's been doing open world games for a lot longer than Kojima has, you know? And, I mean, I think they're both going to be great games when it comes down to it.
Yeah, well, it's also different genres. I mean, Kojima is going with an open world Metal Gear game. But that game's going to be more espionage and stealth.
I thought
it was just kill them all and let God sort them out.
Yeah, it's going to be a way different type of open world when in Metal Gear 5.
Kojima.
Yeah.
I mean, she said Kojima.
I was going to say with Kojima's game.
Kojima.
They're both open world sandboxes. But it's almost comparing apples to oranges.
Yeah, absolutely. But the fact that they're coming out together again, just like the last ones did, I mean, there's going to be comparisons regardless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the difference is one's next gen and one's current gen.
That's true, too. Because, the Metal Gear Solid's coming out of the next gen, right? And GTA 5 is definitely current gen.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. Have they made that announcement?
What, that Metal Gear 4 or 5 is going to be next gen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming out on the Xbox One and the PS4.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if they were.
Yeah, it's not coming out for the PS3.
It's okay. Xbox 3.
All right. Let's move on a little bit. This week we have two questions of the week. One was submitted. We have one question of the week, but we also have an email that was sent in,
which has a question in it.
That's what I was thinking. I was just looking over this.
So two questions, man.
Okay. Let me. I knew there was a question here, but I was looking through the email real quick and I couldn't find it. All right, let's move on. We have two questions of the week. One was submitted by one of our listeners, and one Donnie posed. We're gonna go to our email question. This email comes from No Cun, and he says, "Hey Horace, after years of listening to the podcast, I had a question pop up in my head recently. Maybe you guys answered this before, but here goes anyway. What was your trophy gateway drug? One trophy that started your horn. In my case, it was the God of War collection. Until I played that, trophies meant nothing to me. I looked at the trophy list and decided to go for the plat because I could do all the feats back in the PS2 days. In that moment, a trophy whore was born. From awesome plats like Uncharted 2, slightly shameful plats like The Force Unleashed 2, to downright obsessive plats like Final Fantasy 13.
That shameful.
Currently working on The Last of Us. Hope to hear from you guys on the show. Thanks for putting time aside to record the show whenever you can. Keep up the good work. And his trophy count is level 16, 2,087 trophies with 28 platinums.
Me first.
Well, first, thank you, NoCun, for sending in the email. Listeners, also, you can send us your emails and send us questions like this at trophyhorse@provengamer.com.
Which will be repeated again at the end of the show.
Yes. Donnie, since you said you want to go first, what was your trophy gateway drug?
Okay, I want to say, first of all, don't start off a letter with "Hey, Horde." It's pretty harsh to start off a letter, okay? It's disrespectful and everything.
Okay.
No, pretty impressive trophy count, too, man. You're sweet. I like this question. I want to go off and say that my trophy whoredom would have to start before we actually got trophies. You know, it sounds funny, but correct me if I'm wrong, but Xbox always had the achievements ever since it came out.
Yes.
The original Xbox that had achievements on it?
Oh, the original?
No.
360.
The 360.
360's always had achievements.
I think 360 has, yes.
Okay. Ever since I seen the achievement, I was always saying, like, Sony should come out with this. And I've been like, wow, this is sweet. I like that about the box. And then they announced it, that they're coming out with this trophy system. And then Uncharted came out. And then when Uncharted came out...
They patched Uncharted back in.
They patched it. When Uncharted came out, then what, a year later?
They patched it a year. When they announced the trophies, Naughty Dog went back and patched Uncharted for trophies.
The trophy. So that was, the birth of it, of me being a whoredom. But I had dreams of being a whore before.
All right, Yield, what was your trophy gateway, Drunk?
I would say Uncharted, but I had started it, and then when I heard trophies came out, I had stopped it to move on to other games, and then when trophies came out, I went back and started all over so I could earn the trophies. But I would think probably, I don't know what game I was playing when I got really hooked to trophies, but because I was doing the Sarcastic Gamer Trophy Competition. That's what really got me hooked into earning trophies and platinums. But I would probably say Infamous. Because that was my first, I got all in my first platinum.
I still can't get that platinum.
Man, I won.
Why can't you? Freaking... You can't get Infamous? What's so hard about it?
The
one freaking shard, man. One freaking shard.
Dude, you run around the whole map constantly pressing L3 to do your little radar thing. You make sure you cover it in a graphical way. It's a piece of cake. I did it for two people.
Do it like Greg Miller from IGN.
I helped the Brain 76 get his, and then I got mine. It's Listener, not that hard.
Listen, that's way easier said than done.
It's time consuming, but it's possible. Start on the edge of each island, walk around the edge of the island. That's more than likely where you missed it. Then if you didn't, you work your way in block by block.
Also, look in the water, because sometimes they're, a few feet out into the water.
But if you walk around the edge of all the islands and keep radar in it, you're going to pick it up.
The reason I can't get that platinum is because
the stunts.
Yeah, one of the stunts is you have to shoot somebody from the air and then do a drop on them to kill them. And I can't seem to target the guy as I'm coming down to do the drop.
Well, you just do that one where they're floating in the air. You get them to float in the air longer, then you jump up, you hit the slow motion headshot, boom, dead.
I did. I can't do it.
Easier said than done again, listeners.
Yes. All right, Rain, what was your...
If it's so hard, then how did I get it?
Because you got...
I don't know. Because
Rain, hey, what's your trophy gateway?
You're a better man than me, Rick.
All right, I'll go with that.
My first experience with trophies was GTA 4. I started that game before there was trophies, and just like you guys with Uncharted or whatever, they patched it, so I started over again, and I really enjoyed getting the trophies, but of course, I mean, any Rockstar game, the platinum is going to be a bitch to get. In fact, I think I'm stuck at like 55% on that game.
Yeah, but there's actually one of the trophies that's glitched that you can't get the platinum in.
Yeah, so my first game that I was...
Oh, no, let Rain finish and I'll tell you.
The first game that I was like really hooked on, going out and getting every single trophy was, it'd have to be Fallout 3, which was my first platinum. But trophies are an addiction, and that's probably where it started. I mean, I enjoyed getting the trophies. It was like my gateway was GTA 4, and then Fallout 3 was basically I hit rock bottom at that point. I was on the rock.
All right. The trophy that's glitched, I don't know the name of the trophy off the top of my head, but there's a trophy in which you have to do the co-op multiplayer modes. And you have to beat it by a certain number of time. There's one of the times that's glitched in which you basically have to glitch the game in order to get the time under the time to get the trophy.
A trophy chump telling you have to be a trophy chump to get a plaque.
It's just a fact.
It's so meta.
It's glitched, man.
It's just a fact. If you want to get that trophy, then you have to glitch the game to get it.
Okay, look. This
See, I had decided a long time ago that I wasn't that good in the multiplayer, so I wasn't platinum GTA 4. I would like to, but unless you're going to get a bunch of people to farm out that multiplayer, I ain't getting it. And I'm fine with that. I can live with that.
There's certain games that, like, if I look at the trophy list and I'm like, yeah, fuck that. You know, I'm just cool with not getting the platinum. I'll play it till it's fucking boring for me, and then I'm done. Like, there's some games I look at.
Then I move on. Because, I mean, I've got like some World War II flying games, you know, that I love that type of games, but they always tag in multiplayer, and like nobody has it. And I'm just like, I'm not getting the plat for this. Oh well.
What we really need to do as a site is we need to start doing some gamer nights and getting people involved in them. And we can go after those multiplayer trophies that way. But before I tell you what mine was, Deadly, what was your trophy gateway drug?
The announcement of trophies. As soon as they announced them, my goal was to hit 100 plats before the next generation of system.
Straight to the head, man.
You get through that Ratchet and Clank collection, that's 99, so I say you got a really good shot.
Then you just got to go get, like, Hannah Montana or Terminator Salvation.
No. I don't play any easy games or nothing.
It's funny how that guy said.
I would make my 100th platinum something like epic. Like I would have to have like I'd have to go out of the top. I'd pick my 100th platinum if it's really
be Dead
carefully.
Space 2 or not, because I have to finish Impossible Mode on Dead Space 2.
And see, I looked through Deadly's list. He's got the plat in Final Fantasy 13.
I got that on the first run through.
That's insane.
First playthrough. First time I played, I got the platinum for it.
Good God.
That's insane.
The trickiest 100th episode plat would be, you know, you said make it epic. He's going to get the epic trophy.
Epic? from Epic? Mickey?
Yeah. No, just Epic. No, the movie Epic.
From the kids' movie, Epic.
Yeah, Epic.
He's going to like Brave and Despicable Me 2. It's going to be epic.
My trophy gateway drug was basically the announcement of trophies also. What it was I had this guy, you know, I work... And what I do is I take trash from New York City into Jersey, and one of the guys that was at the scale house
just leased on some dude's doorstep in Jersey.
He was wearing a PlayStation shirt one day, and we actually got to talking, and we were having conversations, and that started like 3 months before trophies actually came out. And then once the announcement of trophies came out, we were like, oh, who's gonna get the first fucking platinum? Come to find out, this guy got the platinum in Uncharted before I could, but I come to find out that his neighbor is actually the one that got all the trophies for him. So I basically...
He was the original trophy chump.
Yes.
And that's where Tricky got his idea from.
Well, I got to say, that was really when I started going after trophies, but after finding out that he basically cheated to try to beat that race to me, the game that really got me hooked on trophies was Burnout Paradise. I was actually playing the game, and I didn't know it at the time because, you know, back then, you know, trophies weren't explained, and by that time, the game was patched a bunch of times, so I was missing a bunch of trophies, and somebody sent me a message over the PSN saying, you know, you're only one trophy away from the platinum. I'm like, I got to get, like, 13 more trophies. They're like, no, DLC trophies don't count towards a platinum. All you have to do is get the original game trophies, and I didn't know that, so I went out and got that trophy that day. And from there, that's what started my horn.
Oh, I didn't know that, so that's when I started chomping.
I'm not a trophy chump, Dodge. One day we're gonna have a PG spoilers, and we're gonna go after this conversation.
What, chomping?
Yes.
No, you're gonna lose.
You're gonna lose.
You're gonna lose.
No, hey,
you're joining their side, Rain.
No.
Oh, no, I'm just laughing about the whole situation.
No,
I ain't taking sides.
Don't even bother. Don't even bother recording it because it's going to get thrown out trash.
Oh, yeah, don't lose it.
Because he's going to lose big time.
All right, let's go into our actual trophy. Hello.
Oh, we got another question.
Yeah, let's go into our other question of the week. Donnie, you posed this question. Do video games make you think about yourself morally?
No.
All right, hold on.
Oh, same here. No.
Let's start with Deadly. Deadly, do video
games... I just said no.
Do you guys understand the question first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. All right, well, then explain it a little bit then.
All right. Oh, no, because I'll explain it just to go into it. I came up with this question because about me, my little story I told you about me playing Walking Dead, I'm playing it all over again. And it made me think, like, wow, am I this person really?
See, that's how I play this type of games. Like The Walking Dead, The Last of Us. Yeah, they give me a backstory of what kind of person I'm supposed to be. I kind of take that as like, I guess like an actor would for motivation. No. But when I go through the game, I play it as if I'm that character, and how would I make those choices as the person that I am today?
Okay, because that's the exactly same way I play it for my first playthrough. My first playthrough, I play just how I am in real life. And my second playthrough, I go through as Young Twist.
He's already got his other personality.
All right, so
we might need to go into that into more detail. Not necessarily. We just need to talk about how you got this multiple personality, this other evil person that's locked up inside.
All right, well, Donnie and Deadly Gamers are answers. Yield, what about you?
I
gave you my answer.
I agree with what everybody else said as far as, like, you play through games. If you get to make, you know, decisions like in The Walking Dead, I try and make the decisions as close to how I would personally make that decision if put into that position. So generally I'm somewhat satisfied with how everything turns out. I don't usually at the end say, oh wow, I'm such a dick, you know, like anything like that. But at the same time, it sometimes it does, you know, in my mind, I think back and I'm like, you know, it's more of like a, I don't know, like a situation, like if you were looking at like the No Russian level in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, or it was two, right? Yeah, two.
Yeah, I think it was
two. You know, yeah, like I see stuff like that that's kind of like, for lack of a better term, really fucked up situation, you know? And I'm like, what kind of a person actually enjoys this sort of thing? Because, you know, things like that are put in there for shock value, you know? So it doesn't really make me think about myself morally, but it makes me wonder what kind of fucked up people are out there that actually enjoy this sort of thing, you know? Yeah. It makes me think of, like, society as a whole more than it makes me think about myself personally.
And you know, honestly, you know, I made a joke about, you know, my second playthrough, I go through at Young Twist, but honestly, my second playthrough is actually somewhat difficult for me to even take the negative route. Other than let me see what happened if I do it this way. But as far as me,
see really, I don't have that problem.
Well,
now he's trying to repress his Young Twist.
No, subconsciously, it's hard.
I played the good guy. Screw them all.
No. Subconsciously, no. My second playthrough, I go through it and I do everything the opposite way, you know, the bad way. But I kind of straight off and still do some good anyway, just because like it's hard.
Don is deep inside, but trying to get out.
I'm trying to release myself, you know.
He's trying to make sure that the government, the prism, that they're listening in. They're making sure that, you know, they ain't coming
looking. Yeah, that too.
Oh, yeah, guys, I'm just kidding. I don't really play evil. There's not enough personality inside of me.
See,
please don't come to my house.
Well, see, with me, it doesn't, like, I don't play a game, like, morally. I mean, I do the same thing you guys do where I say, you know, I'm going to play this the way I would do it if I was in that situation. But I don't think I play them morally. Like, I think I play them just realistically.
But realistically is what we doing though. What we just talked about is realistically.
If we was in that situation
of The Walking Dead, I would be this person that I'm playing right now.
Okay. Let me put it this way. Have all of us played The Walking Dead all the way through?
Yes.
All 5 episodes.
All 5 episodes. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So when you have to make the decision, you can put spoilers around this, Donnie, in case no one's played it. If you've made the decision to drop Ben, all right?
I would use the situation to shoot Duck.
I would use
that situation for this.
Well, see, I think most people took that situation.
Okay, well, what we're talking about is there's a time where Duck is, he's bitten, and he's going to turn. And Kenny, Kenny's his name? Kenny's Duck's father?
Kenny's his dad, yeah.
Okay.
Kenny's his dad, and
there was a decision where you make that you either had Kenny shoot Duck to put him out of his misery, or you could. See, a decision like that, like, if I was in that situation, I would shoot Duck. But
yeah, that's what I chose.
But morally, if I'm really in that situation, I don't know that it's morally right for me to shoot Duck, let his father do it.
Yeah, I understand that, but if his dad, you see how his dad is, he's not up to the challenge. And so, look, Kenny, we have grown to, you know, close friends in these last 6 months. I love you like a brother right now, but, dude.
But you acting the fool.
Yeah. If
you know your boy's going to turn. He's going to try and kill us.
You in denial, man. You in denial.
Okay, but here, Donnie, let me ask you a question. And don't, all joking aside, if you were in that situation and it was one of your kids, could you put the bullet in your kid's head?
Okay, and you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because another reason, while I was typing out this question, I thought about the spoilers that we did for Last of Us when me and Candace got into it. And I told y'all then.
Don't spoil it!
No. I'm not spoiling the show, but this goes on with the question. I told y'all then, and, you know, it sounds harsh, but yes, I will put my own kid down because, first of all, right, if this was to happen right now, as of right now, we all play these horror games, zombie games. We all watch these horror movies. Dude, we know what's going to happen. We already know it ain't no cure. And if it is a cure, it ain't going to fall in our laps no time soon. So, yes, I would not hesitate to pull the trigger on my own kid.
See, the thing is you're going off. See, you're making the reference saying, you know, we've seen The Walking Dead. We've seen Resident Evil. You know, we played The Last of Us, and we know how these stories turn out. But I want to argue the point, and maybe I'm 100% wrong, but I'm going to argue the point that, God forbid, the zombie apocalypse started tomorrow, real world, you are still going to hold out the hope that there's a cure for it.
No,
We said that there'll never be a cure. You're still gonna hold out hope that this.
No, look, check this out. I would do exactly what Kenny did. You know what he did with his family. I will hold out to the last possible moment, and then when he's about to change, boom. We tried our best to find a cure. We couldn't find it. He's about to eat us now. Boom. I'm not about to sit here because, like, I know what's about to happen. So I'm not about to sit here and just let this. I'm not about to die with him. Because I'm a survivor.
I think me and
are you gonna make it? You're not gonna give up?
I said, I would hold up. I would do what Kenny, people who play Last of Us, spoiler alert, what Kenny and his family did. They found out he was bit. They found out Duck was bit. They said we're gonna hold off. We're gonna push through. We're gonna try to find the cure. By that time, before they could find the cure, Duck started changing. So
Dude, I just pulled my headphones out because I thought you was talking about The Last of Us.
You did say The Last of Us, Donnie.
Yeah, he did, man. I pulled my headphones out. I was like, oh, shit.
No, okay, and on my bad. And Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, in The Walking Dead, what Kenny did was Duck got bit. They was talking about putting him down right there. Well, you had a conversation to whether you want to put him down right then and there, but the story pushed through, no, we're going to carry on. We're going to try to find a cure. We're going to make it to Savannah. There's going to be some help there. Dust started changing before they made it to Savannah. That means your try was foiled. So now you have to put Duck down, and I'm not about to hesitate on doing it. I know what Duck about to turn into. I know what Duck about to try to do to me when he complete his transformation. So I'm not about to sit here and wait. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, I wouldn't want to do it, but I know what has to be done. I'm not about to sit here and let Duck bite me.
See, I would argue, Donnie, is that at that moment, you'll be too grief-stricken to do it.
I would say it would be hard, but
that would be a very tough situation.
Okay, but me and Donnie are the only parents.
Okay.
No.
That's true. That's true. You guys have kids.
Yeah, I got kids.
But tell me, it would be hard to do, but you would be the one who would want to do it.
Yes, I would be the one who would want to do it. I would do it. I wouldn't even ask anybody else to do it. I would do it myself without even asking anyone.
Absolutely, I'd be the one to want to do it. I don't know that I could do it.
I think it'd have to be a situational-based thing. Honestly, yeah. I mean, we're all hypothetical. If I was, like, in the game Walking Dead, where I was trying to get somewhere, and I knew I had to, you know, find a way to keep my kid, who is now a zombie, away from everybody, from scratching / biting, whatever the case may be, that's going to be real tough. If I'm in a situation where I don't know – have you guys watched the newest season of The Walking Dead on TV?
Yes.
I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but
– I've also read all the comics.
You know how the governor – the governor keeps his daughter, and he's got her locked up in like a little closet or whatever. I could see myself doing some shit like that. If I was in a stationary place and I knew that, you know, I wasn't going anywhere, I could see myself keeping my daughter locked away in the hopes that someday there would be a cure.
That ain't happening. Cause,
but no, we don't know that.
No, but no, because this is why I say that, because we like we said earlier, we said it right now. If this was to happen right now, now, tomorrow, or sometime in the future, we know that there's no cure. We haven't seen that one movie where we found the cure. We haven't seen that one game.
That's a movie, Donnie.
No, but check this out. But
there's
no
science behind it.
I know there's no science behind it other than they falling in love and coming back to life. That ain't happening. Okay, no. No.
Thanks for ruining that movie for me.
The trailer told you that. But it's a
shitty adaptation of Romeo and Juliet. I'm going to tell you that.
But yeah, like I say, I sound like a cold-blooded person, but like I'm not. I wouldn't do it because I'm going off what I played
what
in the game.
What you've seen in movies and TV and movies. Video games. Yes, but you don't know. That's not based in real life, though. That's the thing. I would know, wait a minute, this is all fiction. There still could be some scientist somewhere that could get this shit cured. If I was in a position where I could keep my daughter alive and away from people, I think I would do it. I think I would keep my daughter locked away in the hopes that somewhere, someday, some scientist is going to be able to, in my lifetime, cure my daughter.
You better not tell me, because
he'll kill your daughter.
One less walker. Bam!
Exactly. Don't tell me.
That's a very interesting train of thought, Rain. I didn't think about that. If you could keep them isolated.
Contained.
And safe. Yeah, if you keep them contained, I could see me doing that route.
Hold on.
I want to clear myself. Honestly, Rain, you can tell me. I'm a good guy. I wouldn't go after you. I will understand your sympathy. And I will understand you to the fullest.
Tell you what, if she ever got loose, I wouldn't fault you for killing her.
All right, thank you. Because, like I said, I wouldn't go after your kid just to be upfront with me. She's a walker, but I got her chained up.
If she's ever walking down the street, go ahead and put her down. If I ever lose control of my daughter, you have my permission to take her out.
I don't want you coming at me later on.
All right, before we move on to our trophies and tips, just a little spoiler for anybody that never realized it. If you watch the Walking Dead TV show, Michonne, that's walking around with the two zombies, the two zombies were actually her boyfriend and her boyfriend's best friend.
I had suspicions that they were people that she knew in real life.
So, I mean, it was never stated in the show, but if you read the comics, that's who the two walkers were.
Yeah, I had suspicions that her little pets were people that she knew in real life.
All right, let's move on. We're getting a little long-winded here. We were doing good on time until the last topic.
I knew it was going to bring up a lot of stuff.
let's move into our trophies and tips.
Titties!
All right, Donnie, you want to talk about The Last of Us collectibles.
Last of Us collectibles, it's some pretty missable stuff. Okay, first of all, when you first take control of Ellie, look in her book bag. She has a nice list of collectibles in her book bag. Look at them.
Don't be taking my tip.
Hey,
don't be ruining stuff.
Exactly.
I would like to earn some of this on my own. Should I unplug my earphones?
No, it's
not really a spoiler.
No, it's not.
All right.
Don't look. If someone who didn't know this, they wouldn't know that looking in her book bag would count towards the collectibles, but yes, they do. Look in her book bag because they count towards you collecting them.
To look in her book bag. You got to create stuff.
No.
You did. She can't create stuff anyway.
Yes, she can.
Yes, you can.
With her?
Yes, you can.
Okay, now do I need to pull my headphones out?
Wow, I didn't know you
were going to
say anything. No, you don't. But yeah, okay, anyway, look through her collectibles. And flip them, and they say flip, and you got them. And then at the very, very end, right before you make it to the end where he's talking to her, you're going to pull up, you know, go through the barbed wire. And if you stray to the right and run straight, you will run into a pickup truck, which has, like, the last comic book. I know that is very, very missable. So
really? Because I found that on my first playthrough.
Oh.
So did I.
Okay, well.
Boom! I also found all the manuals on my first playthrough. Boom!
Okay. I'm just, okay, it's some tips that other people didn't have a shot at, okay? You really? Guys
you
have...
Should, okay. You should look at every square inch of that. Now, I will admit I missed Firefly pendants, and I missed some collectibles, which I knew that by the time I was a quarter way through the game, I knew I had to miss something.
I know I missed one at the beginning, the one that's hanging from the tree, because yes. I didn't have any goddamn ammo to shoot it out of the tree. So I know I got to go back on my next playthrough and shoot that motherfucker out of the tree.
I didn't see it in the tree, but someone told me about it, because I saw the bitch.
I was like, how in the fuck am I going to get that down from there? And so I Googled that shit, and I found out I was supposed to shoot it out of the tree, but I didn't have any fucking ammo.
Come on. It's Naughty Dog. It's like Uncharted. After I got about a quarter way into the game, I'm like, you know, I haven't looked up yet. This is Naughty Dog. And so I started looking up. I didn't see anymore. But then someone's like, oh yeah, the very first one you find's in a tree.
I told you that on Trophy Horse.
And then I know I missed a shiv door because I took all my shivs that I had and stabbed them into the clickers.
Okay, so yeah. I know I missed. Okay, that I have a tip for that too.
Triggy. No.
I also missed the first, the fucking safe, because I found the note that had the combination, but I never found the safe because I was too scared of the fucking clickers.
Bill's Town?
What did
you do? You talking about Bill's Town?
Yeah. No, the one that was in the coffee shop when you were at the subway station.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. But,
I snuck past them all.
Okay, Dottie.
Trophies and tips for the shield doors. I recommend play on easy because you have abundance. I gave you this tip already.
Donnie, I got a better tip for you. So now it's time for you to hush and listen.
Come on with your glitches. Come with your glitches and trophy chomping. Come with your trophy chomping, Tricky.
There's a trick in the game in which if you get a... There's a trick in the game where if you get a melee weapon that has scissors attached to it, one of the ones you can upgrade, and you run across another melee weapon, if you switch out the weapons and you don't have the materials to make a shiv, as you pick up and drop the two melee weapons, you'll actually get the pieces to make a shiv. You can make three shivs that way just by picking up and dropping off. So you'll never be out of a shiv to open up a door.
I would like to get out of test run because that never happened to me because I did that a couple of times. So
you know, I always made sure that I had one after I missed that first shiv door because I had used all my shivs on the clickers. I just made sure that after that I always kept one in reserve no matter what.
It's confirmed, listeners. You can take that one to the bank.
Tricking his
glitches. Teach me how to tricky. Teach me how to tricky.
Well, speaking of Uncharted, right before, there's some Easter eggs in the toy store. You come across a board game of Uncharted and Jack and Daxter.
Daddy, stop spoiling the game.
That's not a spoiler.
There's a board game of Uncharted in a toy store.
Easter egg. It's a Easter eggs are not spoilers.
There's also a PS3 Easter egg on there.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I didn't see that.
Tricky says you run through the bar of Uncharted 3
twice.
Yep, you do. And also, when you're in Bill's Town, when you run across you jump on top of the motorhome or run across the treehouse, that's what's the little girl name from Walking Dead, the video game?
That's not confirmed. It's just people think.
Oh my goodness! I say it's a replica. I'm not saying it's her house. I say it's a replica of her house. It got the same house. It had the same treehouse, and it had the same swimming
pool. A treehouse is a treehouse.
No, I said it had the same treehouse.
No, it's the same damn treehouse.
Yeah, and it has the same house as her house, and it has the same swimming pool. All right. So it's making it a replica. Not saying it's hers.
All right, let's try to close out this show. You run through the bar from Uncharted twice. The first time is when you're running with Sarah in the beginning of the game. The second time is right when you're with Henry and Sam.
The end of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you run into a bar called O'Sullivan's.
That's not closing it, Tricky.
All right. Let's close out the show. Let's do a little housekeeping. ProvenGamer.com is looking for writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generally every position for the site. If you're interested, stop on ProvenGamer.com, click on the link that says Help Wanted, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. ProvenGamer.com has sponsors, the first one being...
Amazon!
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you're going to be shopping on Amazon to pre-order your new consoles, please stop by provengamer.com first. Click on the link for Amazon and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. We are also sponsored by Play31.net. If anybody that plays 31 knows how to play the game, even if you don't, stop by the website. They will teach you. You can do free games and real money games. They're constantly running ring games and tournaments. Also, we are being sponsored by MiracleCup.org. It is a charity simulation racing event being run by, if you guys remember, Undead Dog from Sarcastic Gamer. Stop by MiracleCup.org, and if you're interested in donating or helping out and having your own car sponsored, please stop by them and find out all the details. While you're on ProvenGamer.com, please stop by, read all of our articles, and watch all of our videos, including one that was just posted today by Mr. Young Twist himself on doing a review for which movie, Donnie?
After Earth.
Which a lot of people say sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't all that, but I liked it. So go check out the review. I know it's been out for a long time. I made note of that in the video also. So go ahead.
Also, go listen to our other podcast. We have PG Spoilers. We recently just did one on The Last of Us. I think it's possibly our best episode of that yet.
What?
On The Last of Us.
No, it's the second best. The first best never made it.
Yeah, Tomb Raider mysteriously got lost.
While you're on Facebook, because we know you're on Facebook, stop by, do a search for Proven Gamer. Please hit that like button. Donnie, I have confirmed you are on Facebook, so don't lie to our listeners no more.
No, my name is on there.
I only use it to enter contests.
Okay, you both have an account. You may not access the account that often, but you both have accounts.
Never.
All right. Please hit that like button. While you're cruising the web, stop by YouTube and search for Official Proven Gamer, and please watch all the videos there. If you can and you listen to us on iTunes, please stop by, leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars. Let us know that we're doing such a good job, and let Donnie know he can do a better job on his editing skills.
Shut up, Trent.
if you want to contact us,
that was my little Richard.
if you want to contact us, there are several ways. You can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Choviors. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Rain at NM Rain.
Catch your breath. Take a deep breath.
You got it right. You got it right.
And Deadly, are you on Twitter?
Nah. Can't I don't have a Twitter or a Facebook at all.
Can't get Deadly on Twitter or Facebook. Confirmed here. You heard it first on Trophy Whores. You want to write us an email. The email address is trophywhores@provengamer.com. And there's two ways you can send us a voicemail. First way being by calling us on our number. Donnie, what's that number?
330-PROVEN-KNIVES. 330-776-8369.
And also, you can stop by ProvenGamer.com, and on the right side of the page, there's a tab that says leave the guys a voicemail. That is for anybody on the site, not just the podcasters. Let all of our authors and all of our podcasters and video editors know they're doing such a good job. Now, Deadly, I know you're new to the show, and you really haven't said much, but people are going to want to hit you up to find out how the hell you have 96 plats. What is your PSN ID?
That's Deadly Kaiser.
Do you want to spell that for our listeners?
D-E-A-D-L-Y-K-I. Or
Take two.
It's D-E-A-D-L-Y-K-A-I-S-E-R.
Yes. Deadly Kaiser. You can see some of Deadly's Last of Us skills on our videos.
Well, you Tricky make everybody look bad. Oh, please. We got to get somebody else as a camera guy. Because Tricky, you suck, man.
Yeah, okay. All right, that is good. That is done with the housekeeping. Let's move on to our shout-outs. Man, we're getting a little long-winded here. Deadly, we'll go to the shout-outs for you last. Donnie, we'll start with you, buddy.
No, do him first because we're going to forget him because he ain't saying
nothing. I ain't going to forget him.
He's a guy just kicking in the background.
I'm not going to let him off the hook. Donnie, your shout-outs.
I just want to give a shout-out to all the listeners, as always. Continue to listen to the show, guys, because you guys bring out the best in me. And you guys, Deadly, thanks for coming on the show for the first time for a real show. Rain, talk to you in a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah. So, yeah, I need a wife like yours, man, to play video games with. And
shout out to Lakira.
And yes, continue to the show. I love you guys.
All right, yield your shout outs.
I will give a shout out to Prepare to Dire, Scum, Homer Gets Duffed, and the Brain 76. We played some Red Dead Redemption multiplayer over the weekend, played a bunch of co-op, so it was pretty fun.
Who are these guys?
I gotta ask, are those Twitter followers?
No. No, those are PSN IDs.
You guys need to stop hanging out with the wrong crowd.
All right, Rain.
What? No, wait. That's pretty cool. Prepare to Die, or Scum. It's from a movie.
Yeah, but it's from the streets around a corner from me, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's from the streets or the corner around me.
And then... Well played. And then Homer Gets Duffed. The guy likes Simpsons.
Duff beer.
Yeah, it is funny because every time I hear you guys another weird name, everybody but me have weird friends they talk to.
Rain, your shout outs.
I'd like to first start by shouting out you guys for having me on the show again. It's been a long time. I'm going to have to do it again sometime soon. I always have fun when I'm on the show with you guys. I also like to give a shout out to my boys over at joypadandme.com. That's where you can find me on the regular when I'm not here on the Trophy Whores playing around with these cats. Joypadandme.com. That'd be all my shout outs.
All right. I want to give a shout out to Donnie's mom and grandma as normal. I want to give a shout out to Awesome J95. Always rolling.
You see, Tricky, I'm going to take my people.
No,
you don't have people.
I got to hit them up because you don't.
You didn't shout out your own mom and grandma. Whose fault is that?
I also have to add in Tricky's goddess because my package is on the way.
Oh, he said his package.
Wait.
Now that she's got Tricky's package, she's going to give you yours back? Is that how that works?
Yield, I'm going to tell
you. That's how that works.
Yield, I'm going to tell you. You're going to laugh when you get it.
Oh, did you screw with it?
I didn't screw with it, but I definitely gave her the idea.
He took the batteries out. You're going to have to buy some batteries, dog. That's all.
Oh, that ain't right, man.
You have to blow it up yourself now.
It was cheaper to ship that way.
And I want to give a shout-out to Deadly for coming on the show, even though we got to get him talking more. Don, you got to bring him out of his shell. And I want to give a shout-out to Rain. Thank you, dude. It's always been a pleasure. It'd be... I can't wait until next week to find out which one of you killed off.
It's been a hot minute since I killed somebody, too.
You are the trophy horse killer. And Deadly, here's your chance. Who do you want to give a shout-out to?
Give a shout-out to the fans and everybody here for letting me try this once again, even though
you got fans? You got fans?
Eventually.
Best believe.
Hey, his fans have three sentences: low, medium, and high.
I could hear his fan in the background right now.
All right, that is going to bring us to the end of the episode. So if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out. I always throw the peace out sound like y'all can see me. Always.
Well, it's the end of the show. Let the credits roll. Y'all gotta go. And I'm about to pull a puffy shut down the studio. But how was it though?
It was dope. Had me rolling on the floor, yo.
Oh, squad.
Yeah, for sure. I'ma download Simone. And I'ma let people know y'all the real trophy hoe.
Thanks, bro. Tune into the iTunes radio. And just like before, thanks for listening to the show. Oh.